to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a preacher, teacher, lecturer, and author who lives in St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching is entitled, Let God Be God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, Avoid the title Rabbi. One among you is your teacher, the rest are learners. Do not call anyone on earth your father. Only one is your father, the one in heaven. Avoid being called teachers. Only one is your teacher, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be the one who serves the rest. Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, but whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast, the great feast of St. Augustine, so well known for his almost miraculous conversion, the patience of his mother, the prodigious nature of his writings, and the ways in which he contributed to the history of the church. Perhaps no one has had a greater influence theologically on the history of the Western church than Augustine. And so it's interesting that this is the gospel given to us as the alternative gospel for the Feast of St. Augustine. Call no one your teacher. Call no one rabbi. The least is the greatest. The greatest is the least. As we hear the gospel, do we think we need to take Jesus literally? Sometimes Jesus speaks almost hyperbolically to make a point, with some exaggeration, such as if you had the least amount of faith, you could move a mountain. Or sometimes almost humorously in the images that he uses, such as when we should take a look at the 2x4 in our own eyes before we try to remove the splinter in someone else's eyes. And so likewise here, what is the point he's trying to make? Do you think he really means we should call no one on earth our human father because we have a heavenly father? That we should have no one on earth whom we respect and call teacher just because the teacher par excellence is, of course, Jesus Christ. It hardly seems that Jesus wants us to take these words literally, but that he's cautioning us so that we do not lose perspective. In other words, where do we need to focus our attention if we are going to live lives of discipleship? If we are to be true disciples of Christ, we need to keep our eyes focused on our Heavenly Father. There is the human Father, the human teacher, the Rabbi on earth. But we need to look beyond those because it is through those that we are drawn to a higher or deeper awareness of where our gaze should be. And our focus, our groundedness, our gaze needs to be on God. In other words, we could say theologically, that we are called upon by Jesus to to remain very theocentric, centered on God, which fits well with the Feast of St. Augustine, for whom his great work on the Trinity, as well as in his confessions, the famous line, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in you, O Lord." Given the confusion and the anger and the reality that many experience in the church today because of the continued news and crisis with respect to abuses in the church, or just given our ordinary lives in a secular world where our attention and priorities, and sometimes even idols due to addictions, draw our attention elsewhere, we need to be reminded that we need to let God be God, that our lives need to be centered, grounded in God. And in order to let God be God for us, it does involve a certain amount of self-emptying or a certain amount of humility. I think of the great line referring to St. Catherine, in which Christ spoke to St. Catherine. God spoke to St. Catherine and said, "I am the one who is. You are the one who is not." So we need not to demean ourselves, nor to demean in any way our human relationships and friendships. And we need to respect and name some who are our fathers, our teachers. But in all of this, we need to remain focused, centered on our Heavenly Father, the one from whom we come, to whom we return. A great theme in the thought of St. Augustine. Therefore, can we not only say we believe in God, but to really let God be in our lives God for us, so that all is directed, focused, centered, grounded on our Heavenly Father through our Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.